He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, we are in the heat of earnings season now. It is really hot and heavy, and we'll go through some of these earnings reports coming in today. Well, we have the market up right now on the S&P, that is. We have what we call a mixed market here. Happily, most of the markets, most of the stocks I'm invested in are having a pretty good day. Few are having an off day, but looks like more good ones than bad ones, and that's always a good way to start your day. We have the S&P up about a point, 1,686. That's where we stand on the S&P. We're just 14 points away from 1,700. We are at 15,508 on the Dow. That's because we're down 33 points from where we closed yesterday. The NASDAQ is having a big day. Facebook blasting off today. Have to admit, don't own one share of Facebook. It's been dead money ever since it came public. Facebook having a good day. Maybe it's back to where it came public at by now. I don't know. I'll have to check that. The NASDAQ is up 15 to 3,595. Interest rates continue to rise. I hope you got out of the bond market 9 months ago when I sounded dire warnings. The 10-year yield is now at 2.62% and rising. Oil up 9 cents per barrel this morning, $107 per barrel. The euro also has been rising a little bit here. The euro is at 1.32 this morning. And Facebook up 25% today after wowing Wall Street with mobile ad growth. Congratulations. And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where, you know what, we are in a very busy and a very volatile time in the market. That's why we're seeing mixed markets, Dow up one day, NASDAQ down one day, while the Dow's up, and the next day the NASDAQ's up while the Dow's down. A lot of this is stock specific. And you've heard the saying time and time again that it's a market of stocks and it's not a stock market. And there is a true saying. That's pretty much what I go by here at Gunderson Capital Management. It is a market of stocks. And it is a stock market. I mean, the market does have a heavy influence on the stocks involved, no question about that, no doubt about it, but still it is a market of stocks, and today there's a lot of them that are flying off the shelf while others are getting punished. Why? Because it's earnings season and companies are reporting earnings. Now in my system, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, how do earnings come into play? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because it's a very important issue here. I do my valuations based on the current earnings estimates of a company. For instance, let's take O'Reilly Automotive, which I've owned in the past. I currently own AutoZone, its competitor. But O'Reilly Automotive is currently a best stock now. Okay, their earnings estimates for next year are $6.60 per share. Okay, so I take that $6.60 per share and I extrapolate them out over the next 5 years by 16% per year. Well, just off the top of my head, that's going to come out to about $14 per share 5 years from now. And then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for an auto parts store. How do I do that? Well, I look at where this stock O'Reilly has traded at historically over the last 10 years. I look at where the market's trading at. I look at the growth rate of the stock. I look at where O'Reilly's competitors are trading at. And I do my best to choose a multiple that I think is appropriate. And I try to err on the conservative side to come up with a five-year target price. And right now, my five-year target price in O'Reilly Automotive is $223, which is 90% higher than where the stock is now. Now, the company came in and reported earnings this week, okay? When they report earnings, they're reporting their earnings for the last 3 months. But generally speaking, they also give guidance going forward for the coming 12 months. And companies will either guide in line saying, you know, that 660 that you guys are at right now, we're comfortable with that. We think we're going to do that. Or they'll say, boy, you know, you guys are a little bit low on your $6.60 there. We think we can do $7.10 next year. Or, obviously, the worst scenario is if they say, you know, AutoZone's really running some sales that are cutting into our market share. The economy's good. People are buying new cars right now. They're not fixing up the old car like they used to. That 660 seems like a little bit unattainable right now. We think it's going to be more like 6. Okay, now why does that matter? Because that's the beginning number that I begin with. If O'Reilly says, no, 660, we think we can do 710, well, now we're going to use 710 as our starting point. And we're going to grow it, and we're going to apply a multiple, and we're going to get a higher target price than we had previously. So when they give guidance one way or another, it affects the target prices. I adjust my target prices. And you know where that will show up? We are able to get the analyst consensus estimates from the web. That's out there. It's public, available to the public. And after O'Reilly's earnings report this week, those analysts that cover the company, just for fun, let's see how many analysts are out there. I don't cover O'Reilly. I don't cover any individual companies anymore. I rely on the analysts that are out there on the street providing us with these earnings estimates. Okay, let's just for fun here, analyst estimates right there. This is on Yahoo's website. We have 22 analysts out there that cover O'Reilly Automotive. You see, I don't need to go visit, where's O'Reilly headquartered here? You see why I don't have to fly back to Springfield, Missouri and visit O'Reilly and talk? You know, there's 22 guys covering the company. I'm sure they got a pretty good handle on what's going on at the company. Right now, their consensus estimate for next year is $6.60 per share. But now that O'Reilly has come in and beat earnings, we'll have to see where those earnings go in coming days. And my app will pick up the new earnings estimates. In a few days, we'll check back with O'Reilly, and we'll see if that $6.60 per share estimate has moved higher. And if it has, well, the target price is going to go right along with it because I'm going to keep my multiple the same. But one of the variables in the equation has changed. The earnings estimates have changed, and the target price goes higher. And more than likely, when the target price goes higher, the stock moves up in overall rank. How does a stock move up in rank in my system? What if a stock's like number 600 right now? And I focus on the top 200. How is that stock going to work its way up and get into that top 200? Well, there's several ways. Number one, they can blow away earnings. The target price is going to go higher. That's going to move the stock up in rank. And obviously, if they blow away earnings, the stock's going to go way up, and the short-term performance is going to improve, and the intermediate-term performance is going to improve. Everything's going to improve, and the stock's also going to move up in its performance numbers. And it may end up being in that top 200 with that kind of a push. And why is it good to have companies that are beating earnings and their target price is going higher? Because they've got the wind at their back. Those are the kind of stocks that show up in my top 200. Companies that are thriving in this current economic environment, which ain't so good. You heard the president talk. Maybe you didn't, maybe you did. He admits, I haven't done a very good job with the economy. Well, we could have told you that. I mean, without the stimulus from the Fed, we wouldn't have any growth at all. And now with that Fed stimulus going away, we're starting to chew our fingernails about the future of growth in this economy. But having said that, there's a lot of companies like O'Reilly Auto Parts and others that are thriving in this economy. And they're showing up in my top 200 of my Best Stocks Now app. Let's pick on a couple of them when we come back, okay? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are in the thick of earnings season right now. I have many of my stocks in play today, and there's just no way around it. I guess a lot of people would ask, well, you know what, shouldn't you sell your stocks before earnings season? You know what, you just have to ride through it, for better or for worse. I have found that if you own best stocks now, good companies, they seem to have a propensity to beat earnings. That's why they're best stocks now. But it can cut both ways. I have a couple that disappointed today, or they're getting downgraded today, and they're down an outsized move for a daily basis, and I have others that are doing just the opposite. My opinion is if you own good stocks, you just ride through earnings season. Now, having said that, after they report earnings and after we get more clarity on them, then some decisions may need to be made. If things aren't going so good, it may be time to drop them back down to AAA and bring up a player from AAA that is performing. So it's also a time to assess your current holdings. One that is a very large position here at Gunderson Capital Management is a company out of San Francisco. We'll take a little trip to the city by the bay. I love San Francisco. I used to visit quite often. I had clients up there in the financial district back when I was writing up research reports on companies. I visited several hedge fund managers and some of the big mutual fund companies, Franklin Templeton, that are headquartered there in the Bay Area. I haven't been lately. I need to make a trip back up there. I really love the Bay City. I live in San Diego, which is a very similar city. We don't have quite as much culture, quite as many calamari joints, quite as much of the, you know, the Haight-Ashbury, all the Grateful Dead hippie district, which is kind of cool. But, you know, we have our good stuff down here in San Diego. But there's a company in the Bay Area headquartered there. It's a $153 billion company, a very successful IPO. The company came public at $40 in 2008, and here we are 5 years later, it's almost $200 per share. It's got to be some kind of hot tech stock out of the Silicon Valley, right? Wrong. It's a very simple company that we use. I probably use it every day, close to. Visa is headquartered in the Bay Area, and Visa is one of my largest holdings in my conservative growth accounts. If you Google my name and the word Visa, I've written several articles about the stock. If you go to my app and you type in V and you go down to the bottom of the app, I featured Visa back on May the 2nd, and you can tap there to listen to my 5-minute and 50-second diatribe that I gave on the stock back then. I wrote an article back in November. You can tap there on my app and read the article that I wrote. I wrote another article. Boy, I've been busy with Visa. Going back clear back to couple years ago, looks like. So anyways, I've made many comments on Visa, and if you read all the comments down below that I've made, or tweets that I've sent out, articles that I've written, times that I featured it here on my radio show, I've never had one bad thing to say about the stock, because I've continued to own it, and the stock continues to hit new highs. Oh, that brings a smile to my face. What's it doing today? Blowout earnings, new high, breakout city. It's all good. Let's begin with the valuation on Visa, because with all of this activity in the stock here recently, it's got to be getting expensive, right? Well, Visa's been growing by 30% per year. People use their Visa cards, and every time there's a little transaction done on your debit card or your credit card, Visa gets a little piece of the action. And there's a lot of plastic being flung around on a daily basis by consumers here in America. In fact, we're becoming more and more of a cashless society all the time. I use my debit card for almost everything nowadays. Pretty soon, you know, the gumball machines are going to take debit cards. Visa is trading at 21 times earnings. And while that may seem a little expensive, it's been growing by 30% per year. When I take a look at Visa's earnings estimates for next year, they currently stand at $8.76. Again, this is a powerhouse stock. When they came public, they were only making $1.50 per share. And now they're making $8.76 per share. Their earnings are growing. Earnings growth almost always leads to capital appreciation in the stock. It's when that earnings growth comes to a halt, like in Apple's case or Cisco's case, that the stock starts to slow down, because the stock follows earnings. If earnings are going higher and growing, almost always the stock follows right behind. And if earnings stumble, the stock price stumbles. And if earnings start to decelerate, the stock price starts to decelerate. But right now, Visa is still in an acceleration mode in their earnings growth. If we take that $8.76, which they're expected to make next year, that's the consensus estimate. And I imagine there's an army of analysts that cover Visa, especially being in the financial center of the West up there in the Bay Area. Probably 40 or 50 people that write up research reports on Visa. So I just go with their consensus. Their consensus is that Visa will continue to grow by 18 to 19% per year over the next 5 years. So when I take those earnings estimates and grow them by that rate and put a multiple that I think is appropriate for the stock, I have a $347 target price on Visa. Visa currently comes in at $195 per share. Visa still has, in my book, almost 90% upside potential. It passes my value test. It gets an A-minus grade on valuation. On performance, the stock is up 53% over the last year. This is one of the unusual large caps that have excelled in this market. We have an extreme small and mid-cap bias in the market right now that Visa has overcome. This is a large mega-cap company that's moving like a small cap. Over the last 3 years, Visa has delivered 36% per year while the market's delivered 15%. Over the last 5 years, Visa's delivered 22% per year, while the market's delivered 6. Visa gets a momentum grade of A-. Visa passes my performance test. Lastly is the stock chart. I like a healthy stock chart, and Visa's breaking out to new highs. We have the value that I like. We have the performance that I like. We have the stock chart that I like. All continues to go well. I look at my shares every day. I smile and I say, I'm going to hold on for now. Out of 3,436 stocks that I currently rank, Visa comes in at number 157, and it's a very large holding in my conservative growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, sometimes it sounds like we're repetitive here. We talk about a lot of the same stocks over and over again. That's a good thing. That means they're doing well. I've talked about Visa for the last year, year and a half. It's been in my newsletter. It's been a member of my conservative growth model portfolio. And there's other stocks that just keep coming up over and over again. You know, what separates those great stocks like a Visa from the ones that are mediocre. Yeah, it's just like anything else in life. You know, I think that the variables in a company, well, number one, they have to be in the right spot in the economy, given the current economic environment. But there's management teams out there and CEOs that couldn't navigate in the best of economies. Conversely, I've seen management and CEOs of companies that excelled in bad economies. And when good economies come along, they really take off. So you know what? I think really in the end, it's the management of the company and the performance numbers. That's why I'm such a big believer in performance numbers. I think the performance numbers are indicative of the management team running the company. What else could it be? You know, I'm sure if you're an engineer, you're saying, well, it's the engineers that give them the products. Yeah, but who's the person that hires those engineers? Who's the visionary that came up with the products? It's all about the whole team at a company. And different companies have different cultures and different companies. Some excel and some just plunk along. And I guess, you know, you just have to go to the top. There's some great baseball organizations out there that year after year, you know, the thorn in our side in San Diego over the years has been the St. Louis Cardinals. Every time we make it to the playoffs, we seem to get the St. Louis Cardinals in the first round. And they have years and years and years of success. Last night we were driving home and I was listening to the baseball scores for the day, and they said the Cardinals are now 25 games above 500. I can't remember the last time the Padres were 25. Look, if we get back to 500, this city has a celebration. You know, it's happy hour all across downtown when the Padres get to 500. We got a couple of games over 500 this year, and we were getting pennant fever. Well, we sunk back. Everything has a way of reverting back to the mean. But the Cardinals obviously have good management, and they've had good management. And there's many other franchises in baseball that have great management, and they're successful year after year, no matter what the environment is. And it's the same way in the world of publicly traded companies. We're going to go back and revisit a company that we visited many times. It's in the pumpkin patch of Calabasas, which is just north of me, several hours along the 101. If you extend beyond Calabasas and keep heading up the coast, you'll drop down into Oxnard and Ventura, which is a kind of a nice agricultural valley, and you feel that cool sea air. And off of the ocean, off the coastline there are the Channel Islands, which provide some very good fishing. This time of year, they're catching some white sea bass and always catching very good rock cod, which make the best fish tacos you can ever imagine. A little bit further up the coast is Camarillo. That's where Salem Broadcasting, who I have, I'm in eight of their stations right now. Salem is headquartered in Camarillo. But just north, south of there is Calabasas. And there's a company that we've talked about several times called On Assignment. It's a temp agency, but it's a temp agency to some of the hottest industries in the market right now. When we take a look at the sectors of the market, what have I said time after time? I sound like a broken record. The leading sectors in the market are biotech and healthcare. And, you know, to some extent, the tech stocks are making a comeback. On Assignment provides permanent and temporary help to healthcare, biotech, and tech to 6,511 clients via 130 offices in 34 states. You know, temp agencies are hot for a couple of reasons. Temp agencies, a lot of people have gone to temp agencies because it's really hard in this economy to put people on full time. And the whole Obamacare scare has caused people to say, you know what, let's let the temp agency deal with it. And that's really helped a couple of these temp agencies. Barrett Business is another one up in the Seattle area that's booming, absolutely booming right now. one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. The one that I currently own is on assignment, and I own it in my aggressive growth accounts. On assignment. Why do I own on assignment? And why am I talking about it today? Because they reported earnings this week. Guess what? Blowout earnings. Stock is busting loose once again. You know what? Owning stocks and being in the stock market could be a whole lot of fun and a pleasant experience when you own good companies. And I think those people that are totally frustrated with the market and have had all of these bad experiences, listen, I've had my share of bad experiences too. But over time, I've learned to own the very best stocks. And you're going to have more pleasant experiences like I'm having today with On Assignment than miserable experiences with dog companies run by mediocre management that have produced mediocre results. You know, and it's like anything else in life. It seems like about 10% of the stocks make up about 90% of the movement in the market. There's an old saying, and I'm a believer and an advocate of it, that 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish. And the other 90% catch 10% of the fish. Why is that? Because those 10% of the fishermen know where the fish are at. And the 10% of companies that excel in the market know how to make money. They have good management teams. You know, we should take some of those management teams and have them run our cities and have them run our states and have them run our country. Because the people we have now don't know how to run businesses and manage. And at least that's my opinion, my strong opinion. Management is management. A good manager can run a company and can manage people and motivate people and put together the right group of people. And that's so important in the world of publicly traded companies. You know, there's a lot of people out there, well, I'd rather buy companies that are socially conscious and this and that. Look, I'm a capitalist. We're trying to build our portfolios. We want the management teams that know how to make money. But more than that, put money in the shareholders' pockets. There's too many people in this world that are looking to line their own pockets at the expense of their customers or at the expense of their shareholders. We want management that knows how to make their customers money and knows how to make their shareholders money. That's who they're working for, doggone it. And those are the kind of companies that I like to do business with, and those are the kind of companies that I like to invest in. On Assignment has had a wonderful track record of making money for their shareholders. Now, having said that, there's no guarantees going forward that they'll continue to do it, but they got a long track record of making money for the shareholders. Over the last 5 years, On Assignment has delivered 28% per year to its shareholders. The market's delivered 6. And most of the mediocre companies in America could care less about the shareholders. They're more interested in their stock options, their vacation pay, their bonus pay, their salary. Shareholders be damned. I want companies that reward the shareholders. Over the last 3 years, On Assignment has delivered 80% per year. The market's delivered 15. Over the last 12 months, the stock's almost doubled. Well, with today's action, it's now a double over the last 12 months. The market's up 26%. Even in 2008, when the whole world was coming to an end, On Assignment was only down 19%, while the market was down 38%. It outperformed the market by a wide margin. Now, valuation. When I take the current earnings estimates, $1.36, and they're going to go higher because they blew out earnings, and grow them by 19% per year and apply a multiple, I come up with the stock that I think is worth $57. It's currently trading at $31, and my target price will be going higher. It passes the performance test. It passes the value test. The chart breaking out to new highs. On Assignment comes in at number 29 out of 3,437, and it's a big position at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're on Monday through Friday, several cities across America. The show emanates live every morning at 7 a.m. right after the market opens, Pacific Standard Time, and heard at different times across many cities. And it all depends on, you know, which city you're in when you hear the show. But I try to make it not, it's not totally time sensitive. This is what's breaking. These are stocks that are looking good now. There's no hurry. Relax. I don't make recommendations. I don't make any claims. You do your own research. That's all I'm trying to do is make you money for you. Put you in the right areas of the market and keep you out of the bad neighborhoods. You don't want to be in the wrong neighborhoods right now, which are the bond market, which are the emerging markets, the developed international markets, the precious metals markets, or being a bear on the market. All of that has been detrimental to your portfolio here in 2013. Instead, it's like going fishing. 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish because they know where to go that has the highest probability. Even the best fishermen will go out and get skunked. If the conditions ain't right, they ain't right. If the current's not going the right way, if the water rolled and it's green and cold, nobody can catch fish in that environment, but they go where the probabilities are the best. And year after year, they produce results. That's all you can do is try investing into strength and instead of weakness. You know, instead of being stubborn and saying, you know, this market's propped up, blah, 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 I'm going to short the market. Well, you know what? You've had your head handed to you on a platter over the last 4 years. And if you stubbornly plow ahead, well, asset allocation's the way to go. Well, those buckets that are performing so terribly this year are severely impacting your overall performance. But you know what? Everybody has to decide for themselves what kind of investing they want to follow. Maybe you say, I'm a pure value investor. Maybe you say, I'm a momentum investor. Maybe you say, I'm an index person. My problem with the indexes, it's like getting one of these grab bags of baseball cards at the local card show. There may be 1,000 cards for $10, but you're lucky if you get one or two that are any good in there. The rest of them are utility infielders that we've never heard of, that you know, had a cup of coffee with the team, and then we're back in the minor leagues the rest of their life. So I like to cherry pick the indexes and buy the very best. Now, the tools that I offer, here's another decision every investor has to make, whether to go it alone or to have a professional do it. Look, I've made many trips to Home Depot where I've said to myself, you know what? I can do this. I can fix this fence. I can fix this gate. I can fix this sliding glass door. I've gotten myself into a lot. I'm not real mechanical. I've gotten myself, my wife usually got to come in and straighten up the mess that I've made. You know, she can fix a toaster. I can't even hardly use a toaster. But anyways, you know, you all have to decide for yourself. Let me just tell you, it's time consuming. But if you choose to do it yourself, which no problem with that, I've developed several tools that I use. These are the tools that I use to manage money. And you know what? The tools that I've developed, I've had to devise tools that increase the time that it takes to make my time so that I can use it more efficiently. And we have the technology today that enables us to do this. I would say the number one tool, if I were you, even the free version of my app, number one, it's going to tell you which asset classes to start in. Now, that is very, very vital because it's a big ocean out there. And if you just know the coordinates, the GPS coordinates of where to head the boat and where to park the boat, that's going to be absolutely critical. You're not going to waste your time in the other 90% of the market that is not producing. Okay, the next thing with the app is look at the sectors of the market. That's the second most important thing. The first most important thing is the asset classes. If the market's snotty, then it's going to be the ones that do well in snotty weather that are going to lead the market, and that's where you want to be parked. That may be cash. That may be inverse funds. That may be defensive sectors. If it's a go-go market, it's going to be technology and biotech and blah, 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 and small caps, and that's where it is right now. Number one, be in the right asset classes. Avoid the bad neighborhoods. They're going to kill the performance of your portfolios. Number two, once you've determined the right asset classes, let's just say, for instance, that it's 2008 and bonds are the right asset class. Well, within bonds, there's muni bonds, there's treasuries, there's sovereign debt, there's high-yield junk bonds, there's high-quality corporate-grade, investment-grade corporates. You want to know the best area of that asset class. And then to break it down further, obviously, if it's a market that favors stock, or let's say it's a market that favors high-yield junk bonds, okay, well, then I rank all of the high-yield junk bond exchange-traded funds and closed-end funds out there. You want to invest in the ones that have produced over the years. And that's the other beauty of the app. I mean, you can sit around and tinker with it at home. You can zero in on the right asset class, the right sector, and the best stocks within that sector in less than 5 minutes. Okay, and then once you've made your little short list, the stuff you're interested in, now go look at a one-year chart and see how they're doing. Your eyes may pop out of your head when you see some of these charts. You go, wow, Gunderson really steered me to some powerful stuff here. And then lastly, you know, if you want confirmation of what you're doing, the free version of my newsletter has everything in it. The asset classes, the sectors, the temperature of the market, it has everything in it except for the five model portfolios that I publish every single week. Just get the free version of the newsletter and start doing it on paper and start watching some of these stocks that show up as best stocks now and track them. You know, you can go to Google Finance, and you can do a little model portfolio and play it on paper for a while and see how you do. Follow along. And if you want us to do it, well, give us a call. We are pwstreet.com or we're 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.